to get the mind to settle down, you have to do some surveying first. It's like figuring out where to build a house. You go and sit in one spot, see what it feels like, what it would feel like to have the house there. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't, so you try another spot, and then another spot. Then you realize, well, there's no spot that's really perfect, so let's work on some of them. So you scratch away the leaves and scratch away the boulders, the rocks, whatever, to make it uncomfortable. You may have to do some bulldozing. So you finally get a spot that's okay. That's when you can settle down. So in the beginning of the meditation, you find yourself having to circle around the body, focus here a bit, focus there a bit, work on different patterns of tension in the different parts of the body. But as long as you're here and working with the breath energy, working with the sensations in the body, you're okay. You're zeroing in on the spot where you want to settle. Then when things feel good enough, then you settle down. And then you find once you've settled down, sometimes there's a little more work you have to do, because as your awareness gets more sensitive, you see things that you didn't see before. So you have to go around and do a little more cleaning up work. Take care of the details, take care of the subtle patterns of tension, and then you can settle down again. Because the greater the sense of ease and well-being you can get in the body, the more full the breath can feel. And the more extensive you can get that sense of fullness and ease to spread throughout the body, the easier it will be to stay settled for longer and longer periods of time. You're trying to establish your sense of the body as your frame of reference. And you want the whole body as your frame of reference. If your concentration is just in one spot and that's the only kind of concentration you have, then you're in trouble, because as soon as you move from that spot, your concentration's gone. That's the kind of concentration that's hard to take out into the world. What you want is a combination of having one spot, but the whole body as your frame of awareness, your frame of reference. It's like the candle here in the front of the cellar. Its flame is in one spot, but its light fills the whole room. And it's the light in the room that actually allows us to see things, to read by if you wanted to read. This the flame is steady. If you put the book right into the flame, it would burn up. So it's the light that fills the room that actually is useful. But without the one flame, you wouldn't have the light. So it's a combination of having one spot that's predominant in your awareness, a spot that feels at ease, that feels comfortable, and then having a whole range of your body as the larger frame of reference. That kind of concentration you can carry around, because even if the spot wavers a bit, you still got that larger frame as your foundation. And as you get more skilled, you find that if there's no other issue coming up, you go right to that one spot and try to maintain it as you walk around, as you work in the orchard, as you work in the kitchen, as you deal with other people. The more you can keep that one spot going, the better. Because it's the combination of the one spot and the larger frame that really gets you solidly based. And it's important that you learn how to keep this going, because it's in keeping it going that you have your foundation for insight. You have a state of mind that's primed to produce insights. We have this tendency as we're meditating, and it's a good tendency on the one hand, to realize we're not here just to get the mind still. We're trying to gain insight into its workings, and particularly insight to how it's causing stress and suffering for itself. And so we're often here, sitting here waiting for the insights to come. And then when an insight does come, then you begin to wonder, is this genuine insight or is it not? The immediate test is if it enables you to see into some suffering you're creating for yourself right now and let go of it. And one of the really basic skills of the concentration is to help with that letting go. In other words, you stay with the breath and you can see a thought beginning to move out and you want to be able not to go with it. In other words, there goes the thought, but you're still right here with the breath. And you'll see the thought goes only a certain distance and then it disappears because you're not chasing it down, you're not decorating it, you're not keeping it going. Simply that ability to step back from your thought processes, that's a huge skill right there. But then what about the content of your insights? And John Fuang often warned against trying to memorize your insights. He said if it's genuine, it'll do its work right then and there. But if you try to keep it around and apply it to other things, it may not be quite the right insight that you need for those other things. It's like having a hen that lays eggs. It lays a really nice egg, but then you try to keep the egg. What happens, of course, well, it goes rotten after a while. And then you start doubting the original egg. Well, originally it was a good egg. It's just that you tried to hang on to it. So what you have to learn how to do is let the insights go. Take the egg, eat it. Just take good care of the hen. In other words, try to maintain this sense of still, broad, centered awareness as much as you can. Bring that into different situations, and particularly that skill that comes along with this, the ability to see a thought that would pull you away from the breath, but you don't go away from the breath. You just watch the thought go, and then it stops. You can step out of it. That frees you of a lot of suffering right there. Of course, sometimes there are issues in life where you would like to have a specific answer to a specific question. And there's no real guarantee that the concentration will give you the correct answer. But the concentrated mind will put you in a much better position to come to an answer. And one rule of thumb is if you have a big question where you're trying to make a decision, pose the question before you go into concentration, and then drop it. Do your regular concentration, trying to get the mind as still and as settled as possible. And then when you come out, there are two things you can do. One, see if some answer has already popped up in the mind. And if it doesn't, we'll see how the issue looks as you're coming out of a concentrated state. What answer seems most reliable, most sensible? Do that three times, three different days, if you can. And see if the same answer seems sensible after each session. There's no guarantee that it's right, but at least you put the mind in a much better position than normal to come up with an answer and evaluate the answer. But for the most part, the kind of insights we're trying to develop are actually skills, because the skills will then produce an insight that's needed for a particular problem at that particular time. And you can tell through your concentration. You're in a better position to evaluate. Did that really do a good job of letting go of the suffering, letting go of the stress you're causing yourself? So there's no absolute guarantee. But you've got a range of skills that puts you in a much better position. After all, even the Buddha on the night of his awakening didn't come to the conclusion that his first two insights were absolutely true until he had achieved the third insight, in which he actually saw suffering dropping away from the mind, and there was no suffering coming to take his place. He realized he'd reached something that is, in his words, could not be provoked. In other words, a release that wasn't going to turn into something else. That's when he really knew that he had something valuable. So you have to have a certain amount of trust in the concentration, but at the same time, the realization that you have to put things to the test. Sometimes the answers come up may not be 100% sure. Retest them. But try to put them on in a position where at least it gets better attempts at answers. And when you come to an answer, at least you're coming out of a mind that is still and clear and alert. That really improves the possibility that the answer is going to be correct. Because when the mind is still like this, it's not as if it opens up the doors inside. So an answer that might not have occurred to you otherwise does have the chance to come out. At the same time, when the mind is still like this and has a sense of well-being, you can evaluate the answer better as well. You're more sensitive to how that particular answer has an impact on the mind. The important thing is you learn how to maintain these skills and bring them into all sorts of situations, so you're not left with just trying to memorize an insight that worked last night and try to keep forcing it to work in different situations. Sometimes they will work and sometimes they won't. It's much better if you can get the mind in a state of stillness where it's more likely to come up with good answers that are appropriate for the situation, and you can evaluate them immediately to try to work on those skills. And you'll be in a better position to gain the insights you want, fresh insights every day. It's like having fresh eggs every day, fresh bread every day. You don't want the stale stuff from yesterday or the rotten eggs from last week. You want the ability to serve up something fresh whenever you need it. And that's what the concentration can do.